According to the Pet Industry Association of Australia, around 450,000 puppies are sold in Australia each and every year, but only about 15% of those puppies are sold through registered breeders. Many of our gorgeous little pets are bought online, and unfortunately some of those come from puppy farms, I should say. Our producer James Hill took a look into this disturbing world and filed this report.
They sound pretty happy, don't they? But there is so much more to your household pet than meets the surface. Deborah Tranter, the founder of Oscar's Law, is all too familiar with how puppies are truly born and raised.
Yep, I started Oscar's Law in 2010, but I have been exposing puppy factories. I started in 1994. I was working in an animal welfare office just as a volunteer, and that day I just happened to be answering the phones when an anonymous call came through about a puppy factory. It was owned by a Liberal politician at the time. I ended up trying to follow up that tip off, and 3 months later I actually found the puppy farm on the outskirts of Ballarat, and indeed was owned by a Liberal politician at the time in the Jeff Kennett government in Victoria. So the fight started straight away when I found the puppy farm, and it became political immediately.
Hi, my name's James Hill, and I spoke to Lisa Zilberpriver from Animals Australia about the political elements surrounding puppy farms.
Every time there's a review of the laws around breeding, governments tend to prioritise commercial interests over animal welfare. New South Wales had an inquiry, I think, in 2015 that recommended a new breeder registration scheme, so a mandatory registration scheme, and also mandatory desexing. But governments didn't introduce that, and instead they just opted for a review of the regulations and some increased measures around microchipping. The changes fell woefully short of anything that could really help stamp out puppy factories.
So why was the New South Wales review in 2015 so ineffective? I spoke to the Honourable Mark Pearson from the New South Wales Animal Justice Party.
Okay, we had that joint select committee in New South Wales when I first got elected, and the reason I think they had it was because of all the publicity, which they could have ignored or just allowed to settle down. The advisory staff were the old school, where they thought, well, why are people worried about animal welfare? It's not an issue. They hadn't caught up with the fact that now it is an issue for people of New South Wales. Yeah. 35% of the recommendations were actually accepted by the government. But unfortunately, the government, I think hastily, hoping it would all just go away, thought that they would just sort of make a cursory commitment to those particular requirements, which aren't very high.
Right.
And I'm not happy with. But it was early days, and it's clear the issue's going to come back.
So just how are puppy farms stopped? Deborah from Oscar's Law explains.
When we follow up a tip-off and investigate a puppy farm, the quickest and easiest way is to get footage and photographs of the conditions the dogs are living in, any documented evidence that we can back up our investigation of where these puppies are being sold to and who's selling them and which pet shop. We hand all that over to the authorities, who have the power of entry and seizure, and hope we have enough for them to seize all the dogs.
When provoked, it is not uncommon for Tranter to take investigations into her own hands.
One, probably a recent one in New South Wales, where I went in at night. One dog had to be put down because it had been confined in a cage that was solid walls and it couldn't see out, and it had severe psychological damage to the point that it had chewed its own skin.
So I asked Lisa from Animals Australia, just how do they get away with it?
Dog breeders get away with cruelty for two reasons, and the first is that there's very little regulatory oversight, because puppy factories, if you think about it, they're always on private property, and neither council nor the RSPCA can actually go onto private property without a warrant. So to obtain a warrant, they need substantial evidence. So usually it's only because of a complaint, either from neighbours or someone else who visited the place, that they're ever uncovered. And breeders use online platforms like Gumtree to sell dogs without people seeing the conditions they're bred in.
So just how can consumers buy a dog without supporting these crimes of animal cruelty?
The best way way to go about buying a dog, with thousands of healthy, loving dogs being euthanized in Australia's shelters and pounds each year. By far the best is obviously to rescue one. There's some common misconceptions about shelters. People think that they won't find puppies there, or that the dogs there have behavioural problems, or that they won't find the breed they're looking for. But those ideas couldn't be further from the truth.
Lisa from Animals Australia said that it's hard to know just how many puppy farms are out there due to the amount of private property and lack of regulation.
Obviously, it's just far too easy to get away with breeding, and it's very, very lucrative. It's not surprising, like, that in this industry, as in any industry where people make money from animals, they mistreat them.
That was our producer, James Hill, with assistance from Finn Parker there, taking a look at puppy farms. If you are considering purchasing a pet, it's recommended that you head over to www.rspcapuppyguide.com.au for all the information you might need to select the right dog. And as you heard there, rescuing is always an option.